Dr. Tim Steckline is a professor of speech at Black Hills State University. Jay Stikori is assistant professor of history and American Indian Studies. Together, they present a Geek Speak lecture called Are We All Related? Race and the Embrace of the Other. You can be part of that conversation on Thursday, November 3rd at 4 p.m. But first, we welcome them both to Dakota Midday for a conversation about race. Dr. Steckline, welcome to Dakota Midday.
How do you do?
I am fine today. How are you?
Good.
Jay Stikori, thanks for being here as well.
Yes. Petuwash Day. Good day.
Excellent. Let's start with the word race itself. What do, when you say, and we'll start with you, Jace, when you say the word race, what does it mean?
Well, when I think about race, first thing, you know, I think people automatically think of is color and ethnicity, background, their culture. But when I think of race, I think of human beings. We are the human race.
Dr. Steckline, Tim, you want to sort of add, is that the first thing that comes to your mind as well?
Yeah, race, I think, is really a term that's become a construct over the last few hundred years. It, as a biological factor, it doesn't really exist, and it's has more to do, as Dr. Stikori pointed out, with how we look, with superficial appearances. And it relates to our culture a little bit. Our culture seems to be attached, but I'm not sure they're exactly the same thing.
So then why is it so hard to talk about race in general, Dr. Stikori?
Okay, I think it's a difficult discussion because we're, I think, out of fear. We're, some of us are afraid of embarrassing ourselves, or maybe saying something that is inappropriate, or not sure what to say. You know, so it can be very difficult, and yet we've had maybe parents who have, we in our minds have, we have thought of kind of racist, that they have said things that against other groups of people or religions or belief systems. And yet we as people, we're trying to come to terms with that, hopefully, and come to terms with the human race and how we look upon people that are different than us. That's kind of, and it's a hard talk sometimes.
Dr. Steckline, where are you hearing the conversations now in the circles that you sort of travel? And are those conversations difficult to have, or are they getting easier?
Well, as soon as you start talking about it, you feel personally indicted in a way. I mean, am I a racist? And most people react kind of in a knee-jerk way. I'm not a racist, or I'm not, I don't have prejudice, or things like that. And I'm not sure that's the best first reaction. I think racism kind of occurs at two levels. It's partly personal, and we have to examine ourselves to figure out what makes us personally racist. And even the best of us have tendencies that way. Like Jace said, sometimes we pick it up from our friends, our family. Sometimes you get it with your mother's milk. So racism is ingrained and kind of reinforced, and we're not always aware of how much we ourselves are perpetuating that. And at a second level, it's kind of institutional or systemic. And so that's even harder to spot, and we don't feel personal responsibility for that. It's harder to fight and identify. It often requires organizing large numbers of us to do anything about institutional racism. So that one's even harder to face, I think. So it feels like a personal indictment, and it feels like it's something we should step up to the plate on, maybe.
What are some of the first steps? What are some of the first questions that we begin to ask about issues of race in a community, in a family, or in a classroom, Dr. Steckline?
Well, I guess first we have to identify our own behaviors when we're doing it and ask ourselves why we feel a certain way. The discussion we're having tomorrow, we're really trying to out of a bunch of questions which we think are kind of stimuli to prod those parts of our conscience that we're afraid of. Things like how we feel about sports logos, or how we feel about renaming Harney Peak, or how we feel about what's going on in Standing Rock, or jihad. The whole idea of jihad has kind of an undertone of racism built into it. there's any number of things that kind of provoke that in us these days, and so it's really easy to feel bad.
Jace, how do you create what I would call a sort of a safe place or a sacred place for people to, you know, to be in that conversation and be able to be honest and open? You mentioned people being afraid of embarrassing themselves or saying the wrong thing. How do you create a place where that fear can be overcome?
I think the first thing that Tim and I are going to do is we're going to share some personal experiences where we have embarrassed ourselves and where we have been embarrassed. And so that hopefully will get people to thinking that, you know, I as a Native person have been racist against another group of people, and this is what I did. And then I as a Lakota child have been experienced racism and discrimination as a third grader in Aberdeen, South Dakota. So those kinds of discussions start with individual, like Tim said, individual self-examination and how we feel about the issues, the topics, and then it'll hopefully go into a wonderful discussion where people can actually think about what kinds of things can be done to change those perceptions.
Tim, do you have an idea of what some of those things might be, action steps to sort of overcome individual and systemic racism? I know that's not a big question at all, but
No, I think first off, we have to lower our horizons. I don't think it can be cured. It's an ongoing thing. Mm. And even in yourself, you have to constantly examine yourself. Sometimes we make advances, and then we fall back. And so we have to be careful about that. And as far as society goes, that's even trickier. It's hard to tell who's got the right side. It's easy to feel righteous, but sometimes you have to put the other side's shoes on to see how they're looking at things. And until we can do that, I don't think we'll make any progress. As long as we're all dug in our camps, we're sure that the people in Ferguson are wrong or right, then we don't really listen to the other people very well.
When you talk about lowering the horizons a little bit and understanding something doesn't happen overnight, the first thing that comes to my mind is for someone who feels that they're being subject to racism, that's not soon enough for them, right? I mean, you take a long term, but if you feel like, you know, you're walking through the world and people are, you know, persecuting you, then I don't want to hear wait a century.
Especially when we're talking about our children.
Right.
Tomorrow might be too late if your children are being discriminated against.
Jace, what are your thoughts on time frame and looking at a longer viewpoint of life and change?
Well, first of all, I think we need to talk about the things that are affecting us locally and in the state, but we also need to branch out to international kinds of things as well. But locally, I think if every people looked at their smaller circle of their friends, their family, and in this sense, in an educational venue, then maybe we can have a better idea of what we locally here in South Dakota and in Spearfish, South Dakota, can do to make our lives vital and make the lives of our fellow citizens vital. I'm about, and that's why I'm here at BH. That's why I teach American Indian Studies. I teach so that folks can know more about American Indians and their history and their culture and the people. And I'm here for building bridges, not borders. And so if we can talk about building things versus, condemning others, I think hopefully race relations and stereotypes and all those kinds of things will come about through discussion.
How often should we be having conversations about race or about others? How much should it permeate the conversations that we do have about, you know, politics, about the environment, about education? How often does it need to come up, Tim?
I don't know that it needs to come up all the time. We need to bring it up when it's relevant. But if you beat it to death, I think people will start to assume that it's just being used, that it's used as a club against us. And I don't think it should be that. First off, you have to have a sense of humor about it. Like I said, race isn't real, but people take it as if it's real, and things are going to happen to you as a result of them assuming it's real. So you can't just ignore it. You have to deal with it. On the other hand, you have to go beyond it to culture. We've got to see that there are good things about other people, too. And I would say that's mostly in their culture. The race is superficial, but try to find out what they believe, what they do. Boy, I think we're lucky in South Dakota that we live around Lakota culture. I've had wonderful experiences with people around the state, and the ceremonies certainly are beautiful, and the philosophy of Lakota culture. I'm lucky to have seen it and participated in it. And I think you have to appreciate other people to really get the other. You can't just tolerate them. Tolerance is almost an insult at some stage. If you've known people for years, you have to love them and appreciate them. So that means going beyond race, getting down to culture, and assuming, as Jay said earlier, we're all part of the human race. At some point, we have to see what we appreciate about each other, and also try to see that, well, Matakia Yassin, we're all related in a way, and we have
Tim,
to look
you
for
killed
those
that, Tim. Mitakuye Oyasi. That's a tough word. I know.
It is.
And sometimes it's learning another language as well, or learning words from another language and giving it a shot. Jace, how do we know when it's relevant to the conversation?
You know, coming from a native perspective and being born a Lakota, raised in Lakota, raised in that culture, in that traditional culture, I would have to say that I think that issue comes up on a daily basis in my household. Mm. But it's not a negative thing, though, you know, because it's not so much race, but it's more culture. It's more of how we look at the world. And so, but I also think in the newspapers and national media and all that, we are faced with something every day regarding differences, regarding whatever. Now, this morning, 1 a.m., fatal shootings of police officers in Des Moines. Mm-hmm. You know, it seems like every day there is something in the United States that is happening. So we can't look the other way because it's in our face, especially through the media.
And especially through this last campaign we're going through.
Right. Something to talk about every day. The Geek Speak lecture at Black Hills State University is called Are We All Related? Race and the Embrace of the Other. Dr. Tim Steckelein will be there. Dr. Jace DeCorey will be there as well. You can be part of that conversation tomorrow at 4 p.m. Both of you, thank you so much for joining us today. Jace, thanks for being here.
Thanks, Lori.
Yeah, thanks so much.
Yep,
Take
Tim,
care.
Thanks as well. We'll see you next time.
All right.
Bye.